This is LBC News.
A policing operation across the southwest has led to over 100 arrests, hundreds of kilos of drugs seized, and a hugely increased officer presence. It is in place to reassure communities they are listened to and their concerns are acted on. LBC News reporter Poppy Lindsay has been looking into how effective the intensifications really are.
Dramatic and often terrifying, the sound of a door being quite literally bashed down by police. I joined Dorset Police on a recent drugs raid as part of a wider operation across the southwest tackling the supply of drugs. Hundreds of kilos of Class A drugs were seized and more than 100 arrested. Not where I was, though. 20 officers searched a residential property in the small market town of Bridport, finding a small amount of cannabis. Police and Crime Commissioner David Sidwick says the impact on communities here is huge.
People feel unsafe when they see a drug deal. People feel unsafe when they come home and they have the stench of cannabis wafted over their back garden wall. People feel unsafe when they see this escalate on the streets into violence. I'm very clear, we should be trying to take away their drugs, their cash, and their liberty.
It was certainly a show of force here in Bridport, with 20 officers raiding a family home, including children's bedrooms. Assistant Chief Constable at Dorset Police, Mark Callahan, says these measures are necessary.
If a family or residents have got drug dealing going on in their street and they're seeing it and they're reporting it to us, they would expect the police to do something about that. If we don't, we're not doing our job. So we can't ask the communities for intelligence and then not respond to it.
But the effect on community groups isn't always a positive one. The charity Children Heard and Seen supports children with parents in prison. They told us more than a quarter of the people they work with have witnessed their parents' arrests.
We do lots of research to make sure our tactics are proportionate. Also really conscious of trauma-informed work around children. So there's lots of children in address. We might think about how we can differently approach the activity, because at the end of the day, we need to safeguard those who are vulnerable as well.
The latest week-long operation in Dorset led to more than 20 arrests and a number of weapons seized, with the police saying they'll be relentless in tackling crime across the region.
Poppy Lindsay reporting there for us here on LBC News. Coming up...